WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Each year, poison control centers receive more than 1 million calls related to accidental poisonings in young children, and thousands are treated in emergency departments. During holiday seasons, these incidents increase as families gather, routines shift, and visitors bring purses, coats, or travel bags into homes. Dr. Kyle Bryan is Director of Professional Affairs and Adjunct Assistant Professor in the UK College of Pharmacy. Kyle, thank you very much for chatting with me today. I was very intrigued by an article recently in UK Now that was sort of a cautionary tale talking about keeping medications safe during the holiday season from curious children, that sort of thing. Can you tell us a little bit about that type of medication safety and why we might have to be a little bit more aware of it during the holidays?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Greg. I think, you know, the biggest thing to keep in mind is just the holidays bring an element of chaos to them. There are parties going on, there are strangers in your home that aren't normally there and might not necessarily be used to having children around. So it becomes a bit of an element where children might have access to medications that they don't normally, or children aren't necessarily being as strictly supervised as they would be normally with all the hustle and bustle of the holidays going around. And so really just wanting to reemphasize that these medications that are normally in your house that you might not have to really think about become something that are a little bit more important to be mindful of during the holiday season.
One of the things that struck my eye, and of course, immediately when I read it, it made perfect sense, is part of that chaos is maybe you've got kids milling about, and you've got a bunch of coats and purses and bags and other things maybe strewn about in a guest room or in a closet where, you know, curious, prying young children might start to rummage around.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I think a lot of times we don't really think about what our guests might be bringing into our homes, but children are naturally curious and they want to explore. And I remember being a child over at my family's holiday gatherings. And, you know, sometimes you go digging where you might not necessarily be supposed to be digging. So I think that's something really key to keep in mind. And, you know, another thing I think that's important that a lot of people don't necessarily know about is these medications are usually in a child-resistant packaging, but that doesn't mean child-proof. It just has to be significantly difficult for a child under the age of 5 to be able to open in a reasonable amount of time. So that doesn't mean that children can't get access to these things, even if they are in proper child-resistant storage.
That's an excellent point, because we're not talking about just toddlers wandering around. We might be talking about a child 10, 11, you know, that sort of thing, who, again, with no ill intent, just might be curious rummaging around.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I think a lot of times, just in an effort to help children take medicine, sometimes it's presented as candy or as, you know, a treat, if you will. And so that combination with that curiosity can lead to just, like you mentioned, no ill intent, just exploring, oh, look, there's a piece of candy or something, I'm going to try it. And that's where you get that accidental ingestion.
And really, these principles apply year round, not just to holiday gatherings, but I would think it would be applicable really any day, any time of the year, just to use caution, whether they're prescription medicines or over-the-counter medicines. Those always have a sort of a double-edged sword, a potential to do harm if not taken as directed.
Yes, 100%. And, you know, I think that's why it's so important to make sure that you're storing medications, preferably locked away, but if not locked away, up high, out of access, out of reach to younger individuals. Getting rid of old medications. I think we're all guilty of buying something over the counter, using one pill out of it, and then it just stays there for years on end. So decreasing the chances of them being stumbled across by getting rid of old medications, also huge to try to decrease that risk year round.
Well, Kyle, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about medication safety during the holidays and beyond?
I think just the biggest thing for me is trying to make sure that you are, again, storing those medications up high and getting the medications you're not using out of the house. Pharmacists are usually pretty great at helping you to either get rid of the medications, how to properly dispose of them. A lot of pharmacies do take back days. So just keeping those things in mind and really decreasing the risk and chance of accidental ingestion year round.
Well, Dr. Kyle Bryan, thank you very much for chatting with me today.
Thank you very much, Greg. It was a pleasure to be on here.
My thanks today to Dr. Kyle Bryan, Director of Professional Affairs and Adjunct Assistant Professor in the UK College of Pharmacy, for talking with us about keeping young ones safe from accidentally ingesting medications. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.